Rashi teaches us at the beginning of Parshas Ba'aloscha, Laman Nisbucha Parshas Ma'ira, Parshas HaNasim, what is the connection between the Parsha that discusses the Ma'ira at the beginning of our Parsha, Parshas Ba'aloscha, with the Parsha of the Nasim that we learned at the end of Parshas Nasai in great detail about all of the karbanos and gifts that the Nasim brought to the Mishkan? Says Rashi, Lefi Kishara Aaron Chanukas HaNasim, when Aaron saw how the Nasim brought all that they brought for the Mishkan, Chosha Ozdata, he was disappointed, Shloi Hoye Imam, that he didn't participate in the Chanukah, Loi Huv, Loi Shifte, Nahi, nor any representative of the Shevet. Amai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu Setem, Chayacha, Shelcho Gdoyle Mishlohem. What is destined for you is greater than what is destined for them. Sha'atam Madlik Umeitav Saneiris. You will have the opportunity to do all the avodah of the menorah. And the Ramban explains that what does Rashi mean, what was so special about the menorah, that even in the time of the Chashmonai, when the Beis HaMikdash was no longer the star standing, the Neiris Chanukah will always remain. Why? Says the Sefer Devarei Avraham. That people, you could have two people, two individuals, explains the Sefer Devarei Avraham, who are doing a mitzvah. And as we watch these two people doing the mitzvah, to us they look the same, but they're really very different. There's a person that's doing a mitzvah because he really wants to do the mitzvah, and there's a person who's doing the mitzvah because he has to do the mitzvah. Says the Devarei Avraham, Aaron HaKohen showed that he wasn't looking for an excuse not to do a mitzvah. He actually wanted to do the mitzvah. He was so anxious to do the mitzvah. He was so disappointed when he did not have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So he says, a person who's so anxious and so interested in doing a mitzvah, his reward is that mitzvah remains forever, even like the Neiris Chanukah, that even in a time like now where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah remains forever. And actually, the Cheshiv Sefer says that Rashi also points out that the Torah uses the word Bahaloscha, that to speak about lighting the menorah. And of course, the question is, why is the word Bahaloscha used for that purpose? So Rashi says two explanations. One is, Shetzarech lahadlika shtei shel heves oilem aleh. You have to light the candle until the point the candle is going up by itself. And the other pshat Rashi says, is ma'ala hoi lefnei menorah. There was a step in front of the menorah. Shaleh ha-koin oimen ha-meitev. That the Kohen stood on that step when he was lighting the menorah. So the Cheshiv Sefer actually says that these two pshatim could be connected. He says, a person who's anxious to do a mitzvah, the halacha is that mitzvah is the type of mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And as we just explained, that is a mitzvah that is going to remain forever. Says the Pasuk, there was a step in front of the menorah, and Aaron climbed the ladder. He didn't just stand, he wasn't just satisfied. He did whatever was necessary to perform this mitzvah. He put his life, his heart, and all his effort into fulfilling this mitzvah. When somebody does a mitzvah in that fashion, Mala Hois Lefnei Menorah, when he stands up and tries to do the mitzvah in the best way possible, his schus is that his mitzvah is Achitei Sheh Helves Oilem Eleh. His candle lighting is accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His candle lighting is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for and desires, because he showed that this is what's important to him. And Rashi also says here, famous Rashi, quoting the Sefri, to Lahagat Shifcha Shel Aaron, The Torah is telling us the praise of Aaron HaKohen, Shleshina. He did not deviate from what he was told. And of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question, is that something that Aaron HaKohen deserves a compliment for, that he did as he was told? Furthermore, the Medrash on this pasuk says, Ba'aloyscheh aneris, Zesham HaKosov, Yir HaShem is Kedoshav, the holy Jews fear Hashem, Ke'em Machzlereyav, they have nothing to worry about. Again, the question is, what is the connection of that pasuk to the pasuk of Ba'aloyscheh? Furthermore, further in our parasha, the Torah teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, "Asei lecha shtei chatzoitzrus kesef, make two trumpets out of silver that were used to gather the people when necessary." And the Medrash says, "Asei lecha shtei chatzitzuros, make two half tzura is an image of what a person is. What does that mean? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chark of a Rebbe says that Klal Yisrael, we know, asked for different leadership. They weren't satisfied with Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. And the question is, how could someone not be satisfied with Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader, that they should look for someone else? So he explains, the pasuk says, who were the people that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed? Shivim ish Mizikne Yisrael. So explains, what does that mean? They were saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, we need a leader that can relate to us. We need a leader who's a human being like we're human beings, that has the challenges that human beings have. And you're much more and much greater than all of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that you now also have to become that way. You have to be able to relate to your community. You have to be able to relate to Klal Yisrael. And that's why he told him, Asei lecha shtei chatzitzuros, shtei chatzitzuros. You should always think that you're only halfway there. That you should realize that even though you're the great Moshe Rabbeinu, you should show them that just like mitzvahs and Torah and avodas Hashem doesn't always come easy to them, it always doesn't always come easy to you. And that's what Aaron was told also. Light the menorah. Don't just say that there's a menorah lit and it stays on forever. Every day you have to light the menorah. And not only do you have to light the menorah, el mul pnei ha-me'orah. Mul is facing. It's a challenge. The way you approach lighting the menorah, the way you go to do a mitzvah is not assuming or not always will it be easy. Sometimes it's going to be mul. Sometimes it's going to be challenges. There are going to be obstacles preventing you from performing the mitzvah. But show Klal Yisrael that nothing deters you. Lahagit shvachish la'aron shleishina, he did what he had to do and nothing deterred him. But not that it necessarily came easy, but he did what he had to do. That's leadership that Klal Yisrael could relate to. And that's what the pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu made those chatzaitris, showed that Klal Yisrael that everything requires effort. V'yas came Aaron, and Aaron did the same, showing them that lighting the menorah, doing the avodas Hashem, takes effort, but I'm going to do what it takes. And that's why the pasuk says, Yiras Kedoshav, great people, are not deficient, are not missing anything. And they really could do avodas Hashem very easily. It could come to them without any challenge. But if they're going to do their avodas Hashem in such a fashion, they won't be able to serve as the proper role models for Klal Yisrael. So that's why V'yasken Aaron, a kohen gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't just accept that it should come easy. They did what they had to do to show us that we have to do what we need to do in our avodas Hashem.